It's Gold 92.5, Bridge and Spider. We want to know the cool oldies here on the Gold Coast. Hey, not them, the cool ones.
Is all about. It's about the coolest oldies. I saw one yesterday, Palm Beach, near the Coles. He was wearing the best Hawaiian bright outfit. He had a GoPro in his helmet, and as soon as the light went for him to walk across, he was on his bike with big thick tires. He did a mono.
Yeah.
I mean, that is so juicy.
It's so good. I get jealous. I was never be able to do long monos. Like, my mates used to be able to do it all the way to school.
This was across four lanes.
Yeah.
The whole way.
He's got another 20 years of practice under his belt there. Spider, hang in there, mate.
Yeah, I'll get there. I will get there.
We want to know those cool oldies. Nominate anyone in your life that is a super cool oldie. We've got Yvette in Robina. Hello, Yvette. Now, this is your daughter, your daughter's father-in-law.
Yes, yes. He's incredible. He's the most amazing man. I hazard a guess that he's nearly 60, but he's still surfing and he does triathlons. Incredible with my granddaughter, his granddaughter. He does swimming lessons with her. He used to be a swimming lesson instructor. Picks up her dog in the morning, walks, runs. You know, one of those beautiful weathered old Gold Coast guys. He's just really so
can he do a mono?
Is that him?
You know what? I think to challenge him to do anything.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
I'm sure he'll be grateful to hear that he was described as weathered.
Weathered, yes.
Lisa in Surface, you're a good old oldie.
Yeah, it's my mum.
Yeah.
She's nearly 79 and she had a lung operation not too long ago and actually died on the operating table.
Oh,
she had to have open heart massage to revive her.
Mm-hmm.
And since then she's gone back to work. She still works 3 days a week. And she's just come back from a trip to Spain. She actually just had a virus, but got over it, and went back to work. And, my kids think she's the coolest grandma probably in the world.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So cool. Thanks, Lise.
Yeah, just fit and, you know, not like a 79-year-old at all.
Yeah, that's good. Great.
All right, good on you, Lisa. And Kelby in Upper Coomera, do you know a cool oldie?
That would be my parents.
Why are they so cool?
Well, mum's 76, dad's 81, and 5 years ago, dad walked the Dakota Track in Papua New Guinea.
That's a great effort.
Kidding. Now, Spotty, you've done that. You know what that would be like.
Yeah, it's solid. It's tough. So he was well and truly into his 70s and he did the Dakota Track. That is an awesome effort.
Yeah, he was the oldest guy there. And next oldest was about 20 years younger than him. And he said to my dad at the end, you know, you got up every day without a word of complaint. You walked it. And if I complained, everyone would have looked at me and said, mate, shut up.
Yeah. Did he like it? Did he get a lot out of it?
Oh, he said it was the best but the hardest thing he'd ever done. So, and they still go caravanning, still travel around. So, yeah, they're not slowing down at all.
Well, maybe you can give them these tickets. Or you can take them yourself. Up to you, Kelby. Got a double pass to Busby Maroon for you.
Hey.
Oh, awesome.